Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Pat with North Coast Food Web, cultivating healthy communities and a vibrant economy through food and agriculture. And joining us on Food Talk today is Aubrey Looney from Looney Bin Kombucha. Thanks for joining us, Aubrey.
Thank you for having me.
So I just have to share a little aha, ha ha, funny on me. I could not remember Aubrey's last name, but I knew the company was Looney Bin, and I thought they named it Looney Bin, you know, oh, like Looney Tunes, or, you know, maybe it's a little crazy in their house or something like that. So she walks in this morning. I'm like, Aubrey, what is your last name? And she looks at me and she goes, Looney. And I'm like, ha, 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 very funny. What's your last name? No, it's Looney. So it is Aubrey Looney, and she has created this beautiful company called Looney Bin Kombucha. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about kombucha today. But before we do that, it's always so interesting to hear, like, what's your connection to the North Coast? How'd you wind up here in Astoria?
Well, my husband is in the Coast Guard, and we were stationed in Houston. We were transferred out to Astoria. So it was kind of funny because, you know, Astoria is a very small town, especially in comparison to Houston.
Yeah, I'll say.
And so I was a little bit nervous in terms of, you know, what am I going to do when I get out there for work?
Yeah.
Well, I found work and it ended up not working. So I started this business and it took off and it ended up doing really well. So
that's great.
It worked out perfect.
So I'm sure some of our listeners are really familiar with kombucha, and there's probably some listeners out there who are like, what in the heck are they talking about? So a little bit of history. What is kombucha?
Yeah, kombucha is a fermented tea, and the history of it is a little bit tricky. It's a little bit difficult to pinpoint exactly where kombucha originated from. Many people think it originated from China, but, you know, it's so hard to know because it's been around for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
Kombucha is made all around the country. It wasn't until I believe, late 1990s where it started to be commercialized here. You know, we were able to purchase it here in the United States. And drink it. But even before that, people were making it out of their homes. It's a fermented tea. And the big thing with kombucha is the probiotics in it, because it's made with a live culture. It's made with something called a SCOBY that's very funny looking and odd looking to people that usually don't want to touch it. Sort of resembles a mushroom. So a lot of people call it a mushroom. But its SCOBY is a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. So when you ferment it, that's what you end up getting. You end up getting live bacteria and yeast.
So the SCOBY, is that something that occurs naturally? How is that made? Is it like sourdough starter kind of thing?
Yeah, in a sense. For a lot of people, you can actually just, you know, for a lot of people starting out, you can actually just purchase a little kit. It has the SCOBY in it. But the nice thing about it is that when you make a batch of kombucha, you add a little bit of the previous tea that was made. You introduce the culture or the SCOBY into it. While you're letting it ferment, it creates a whole other SCOBY. So you have essentially the mother SCOBY and then the baby SCOBY on top. So with each batch, you grow an extra one.
Huh. Interesting. So I, you know, fermented foods and beverages have just been around for so long. But really interesting, I think in this country, it's been, I don't know, within the last 10 years or so that fermented foods in general have become so popular.
Mm-hmm.
I think about the fermentation festival that's coming up in Portland, and everybody's doing sauerkraut and fermented pickles and shrubs and kombuchas. And
yeah, I think a lot of people are really starting to tap into their health. You know, a lot of people here in the United States, especially recently, you know, there's been a lot of Crohn's disease and things with GI that have been going on with a lot of people. So I think a lot of people are trying to be a little bit more in touch with what they're putting into their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And fermented beverages, fermented foods, sauerkraut, things like that really help in in the gut, you know, the microflora that's in the gut.
Mm-hmm. I think it seems counterintuitive to think about, oh, something's going on with my stomach. I'm going to have something fermented, or I'm going to have vinegar, or I'm going to have something like that. And it really does help balance pH. I think people mm-hmm. are oftentimes surprised by that.
Yes.
So you came to Astoria, you played around with some work that sounds like it didn't work, and so you started your own business. What was the genesis besides the, oh, this is not working, I need to do something else? Not everybody goes, oh, I think I'll start a business.
Well, it actually started, I came out, my husband was already living here at the time. I came out to visit him and we sat down for lunch and he said, let's have lunch here and let's get some kombucha. And so that was my very first introduction to kombucha. He got us 2 bottles of kombucha of his favorite flavor and I loved it. And I kind of toyed around with the idea of making it just for the fun of it. And I also really liked it and I didn't want to pay for it.
Necessity is the mother of invention once again.
So I ended up, I purchased a kit, you know, with the SCOBY and the jar and everything I needed to make it. And I made my first batch and I don't remember how it was. It was different.
Always a work in progress, right?
It was very different. But, you know, I was working full time at the time that I started doing this. And I just kind of started playing around with different recipes. There's so many different ways that you can make it. Mm. There's so many different fruits and herbs and things like that that you can introduce to it to flavor it. So I just really started playing around with that. And then, of course, I have a lot of people that love to be my guinea pigs, my neighbor, my coworkers, my husband. So I would let people try it. And it got to the point where, you know, my coworkers and my neighbor and my husband were saying, you know, you should start selling this. So that's kind of when I got the idea into my head. And my husband kind of made a point, you know, maybe you should just start out at the market, the mm-hmm. Sunday market in Astoria. And, you know, I thought that would be a good idea. It ended up not working out for me at my job for various reasons. But so it kind of worked out perfectly. You know, at the time that I quit my job, this started to take off at the market.
Yeah. I love that farmers markets are oftentimes the incubator of small businesses. It is a really wonderful way to test a product and you get just such immediate feedback from people. Sounds like you had a pretty good summer at the market.
It was perfect. I mean, it was the perfect idea just to start the business. And the market was great. You have a lot of local businesses, you know, a lot of local farmers that want to support you, you know. So we had a lot of people supporting us and inquiring about what kombucha was. So it was nice to be able to tell people exactly what it was. You know, when I started the business, I had no idea what I was doing. You know, it was like each step was something else. You know, I didn't realize what I was getting into. You know, I knew I had to pick a business name. You know, that was fun. Like, oh, let's do Looney Bin Brewing. You know, our last name is Looney. So that went easy. And then I really didn't know what to do from there. You know, it was just everything kind of followed from there. It was a little bit tricky, but, you know, once everything came together, it came together right about our first day of the market.
Wow. That is incredible. I think there's something good to be said about maybe not knowing all the things you don't know, because if you did, you might not necessarily go forward.
You know what? This is totally true. Well, I think I was about halfway into it. Into building the business. And I kept thinking, maybe I should stop. I think there's quite a few more things that I have to do to complete the business. And maybe I should just stop. It's getting a little expensive. And I didn't know it was going to be this much work. But that's totally true. Yeah.
So now that you've gone through a full market season, are you glad you've done it?
Yes. Yeah, it was great. You know, I met so many great people. I mean, you know, if that's what I could tell, you know, anybody that's starting out with their own business, just talk to the people that are around you. You know, the local business owners are more than welcome to give any sort of information, and they want to help you out. You know, the closest people to you, your friends, your family, it's all right here.
That's great. Nice to have that kind of support network.
It is.
So let's talk about some of those beautiful kombucha flavors that you have. What are you making?
So I had three flavors throughout the summer. They were really nice, fresh, refreshing flavors during the warm months. I have strawberry basil. Another one is blueberry mint. And another one is lavender and hibiscus. I do use fresh and organic herbs and fruits. So unfortunately, the strawberry basil and blueberry mint are probably not going to be available probably starting middle of November. But I do have a couple of new flavors that are coming out. One of them is cranberry wassail.
So
wassail, a lot of people don't know what wassail is either. Wassail is like a Christmas drink, and it's typically made with apple cider. But instead, I use cranberry juice. And it's also made with different spices like cinnamon and clove and nutmeg and orange. So I use all of those ingredients. That one is probably my favorite.
That sounds beautiful.
I also have a lemon ginger and cayenne pepper. So those are going to be, those two new flavors are going to be coming out pretty soon in just a couple of weeks. I'm going to be having my labels made for them this week and have them all printed out, and I'll start bottling them.
Great. So a nice holiday flavor coming up, and then that lemon ginger cayenne, that's a very warming kind of combination.
It is. It has, it's a refreshing kind of lemon ginger flavor right up front. And then after you swallow it, you kind of get a little tingling sensation in your throat from the cayenne.
Nice.
So it's a really nice.
Oh, that sounds
nice
good. I'll look forward
flavor.
To trying that. So what, that was like two or three questions colliding in my head. Let me back up. So how do you come up with a flavor? That just seems so daunting to me because there's so many possibilities out there.
It is a little tricky because there are so many different flavors you can choose from, so many different things that you can use. I actually like to keep things very simple. Mm-hmm. I do know a lot of kombucha companies that put, you know, 10, 15 different ingredients in theirs. I really like just simple ingredients. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the cranberry wassail, I kind of came up with that just because wassail is one of my favorite Christmas drinks.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it would be perfect for the fall and the winter time.
That's great.
I don't really have a set way, you know. I kind of think about it throughout the weeks and the months, and you know, I will kind of bounce my ideas off of my husband and my friends and see what they say, and then go from there, and then you know try and make a batch, and of course I'll modify it a zillion times until I get it to be perfect. But
Well, I love too that you're really paying attention to what the season is providing. Like, it does require that you change things, but I love that there's some seasonality to what you're doing.
Yeah,
that works well.
People really seem to enjoy that too. Mm-hmm. It was pretty funny in the middle of the summertime when it was lavender season. Lavender was everywhere. People were selling lavender at the market, and people wanted to drink the lavender kombucha. You know, we would sell out of the lavender kombucha every week.
Huh.
And then once the lavender season ended, you know, people wanted the strawberry basil and the blueberry mint a little bit more. But now that I've had people try the other two flavors, now that it's a little bit colder, they really like those. So people really like that.
That's great. Have you had a flavor combination that didn't work? One that you thought, oh, that sounds really good, and you tried it and went, ooh.
Yep. I'm actually still working on this one because I'd love to be able to have a root beer kombucha. I play around with the different...
Like a sassafras, yeah?
Yes, uh-huh.
Interesting.
I play around with the different types of tea that I use also. And, oh gosh, I really thought that the one of the teas that I would use in combination with this root beer herb packet that I had, I thought the combination would be awesome. And it was just gross.
So is it basically a black tea that you start with?
There's different teas. So, for example, the blueberry mint flavor that I have, I use oolong tea initially with that. The strawberry basil, I use half green and half black tea. The cranberry and the lemon ginger cayenne, I both use black tea with those as well. And the lavender, I use white peony tea. So it really just depends on, you know, it gives it a different flavor.
Yeah, I bet. Because those teas are so very different. I didn't even think about like the different types of teas and the flavor that brings into the mix, let alone what you're adding to it.
Yes.
Wow. Interesting. Curious and hopeful there's a good answer to this one. You've had your product at the market all summer long and been selling from the market. Now the market's done. Where can people find your kombucha?
I currently sell bottles out of Coffee Addiction in Warrenton.
Oh, cool.
Close to Fred Meyer, right across from Les Schwab.
Yeah.
Tracy has had an interest over the last couple of months in selling the kombucha out of there. So that's about how long the bottles have been there for. That's done really well. I also have them at Green Angel Gardens in Long Beach out of the little farm store that's on the side of the road there. And I've had several businesses have an interest in selling the bottles out of their business, as well as one place they will be selling it on tap soon, the Pickled Fish.
Oh, great. In Long Beach.
Yeah. So as soon as I get my two new flavors out, you know, I'll be visiting with them up there.
Oh, that's great.
But I do have a website, looneybinbrewing.net.
Looneybinbrewing.net.
Looneybinbrewing.net. And so as I begin to have more businesses that will be carrying the kombucha, I'll be listing those on the homepage.
Great.
So people will be able to know where they can purchase
it. So that's a product that has to be refrigerated, right?
It does.
Yeah, that presents a little bit of a challenge, I'm sure.
It does. It does have to be refrigerated, you know, at all times. I mean, you know, it's fine if you keep it out for a few hours, but that's pretty much the extent of it, you know, just because it is a live drink, essentially. Yeah. Yeah, you do want to keep it in the refrigerator.
So I'm curious about alcohol content in a fermented drink like that. Is there an alcohol content to it?
Anytime that you have a fermented beverage or fermented food, you're always going to have a small amount of alcohol involved. Mm-hmm. The kombucha that I sell does have a tiny amount of alcohol in it, although it is less than half a percent.
Wow.
So, you know, it does have to be tested at a laboratory as well as all the other things for the nutritional facts label on the bottle. So it is less than 0.5%. But, you know, anytime you have you make sauerkraut or anything like that, it is going to have a tiny amount of alcohol in it. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm curious, with being at the market this summer, I know it's a great way for people, A, to try a product, and it's a wonderful way for people to gather information, to learn something. What are some of the most common questions you got asked at the market?
What is kombucha? Or it would be, what is kombucha? Or
yes. What is this stuff I don't know how to pronounce? That's funny.
You know, I actually did get a lot of questions about the health benefits of kombucha, which is sort of a gray area for us kombucha brewers, because it's not a product that we can tell somebody, if you drink one of these,
you will
a day,
be.
Yeah, your stomach is going to feel just fine. You know, you can stop taking your probiotics and yada yada. But so, you know, that's not something that I can really tell people. And people really wanted to know that, you know, well, how much of this do I need to drink, you know, to where I can stop taking this and that. And
everybody wants a prescription.
I have this, you know, thing wrong with me and this thing wrong with me. And, you know, what do I do? You know, I'm not here to prescribe anything. You know, I know that my product is good. I know that it's good for you, but unfortunately I'm not a doctor, or, you know, I can't prescribe anybody anything. So that was probably the second main question that I would get.
I think there's that's both good and bad, right? I mean, it's great that people are looking for more natural alternatives and ways to heal their gut or whatever it is that they're working on. But that can be a really slippery slope of giving medical advice or making promises about something, about what it can do. So best to stick with how delicious they are and how refreshing. Your flavors are amazing. I just have to tell you, I tried the three that you talked about earlier. And as you were naming them off, I was going, ooh, that one's my favorite. And then you'd say the second one. I'm like, nope, I really like that one. So I have a hard time with a favorite on there. So you've named your company, I noticed, Looney Bin Brewing Company. So other plans for other things you might be brewing, or?
No, just strictly kombucha. You know, I'll probably be coming out with a couple new flavors, you know, probably not until maybe the spring. So I'll have my five flavors for right now, and then more in the spring. My husband and I have been kind of toying with the idea of possibly doing like a food trailer or a food truck and selling it out of there, and just kind of, I like to start something and I like to see where it goes. I don't like to do too much at once. You know, so this is going good so far. You know, we'll see how it goes once my product gets into a little bit more businesses around here, and then we'll see how that goes. And then we'll look into the food trailer, food truck, and see how that goes. And if it goes good, then we'll see what to do after that.
I know your husband loves food, because that's the first way I met him, was in the shop talking about spices and barbecue in particular. So
it'll be fun. We love food. We love fermented food. We love barbecued food. we love just trying different things. I think that's kind of what got us started into kombucha, is just having an open mind about what's out there. You know, when people think of fermented tea,
it sounds a little strange.
We had a lot of people walk away after you say fermented. You know, they think it's gonna be weird.
Yeah.
So we definitely have an open mind about what we eat.
I love your approach to I am amazed at the same time that you tasted kombucha for the first time and in less than 2 years have a business up and running where you're making it and selling it. That's just quite remarkable. And I love that process of seeing what unfolds, because over time, the business starts informing you of what's next and where do we go with this. And
absolutely.
Yeah, that's a very interesting process. So, my tongue is not working well at all today. So remind our listeners your website information.
Sure. My website is looneybinbrewing.net. I also have a Facebook account that's linked to there. So you can go to the website and click on the Facebook page. Or you can just look up Looney Bin Brewing under Facebook.
Great.
I have.
So let's see some new likes on the Facebook page for Looney Bin Brewing today. That'd be great.
Yeah, I've got all the flavors that I currently have listed on the website, and then the two new flavors that are up and coming listed on there as well. So all my contact information is on there.
Great. Wonderful. Now, I know that there is a winter market coming up. Are you going to be at any of the winter market events?
There is, yeah. The winter market that's, I believe, at Pier 11, I will be at the two Saturday events. They will be held Friday, Saturday, and Sunday towards the beginning, the first weekends in December. I will be at the two Saturday events.
Great. So that's an opportunity coming up to taste that. I'm really excited about the Christmassy one, the cranberry. That just sounds really beautiful. I love those spices in there. So anxious to try that one so we can find you there. That's terrific.
Definitely. Thank you.
Good. And keep us posted. You said on your website, you'll let people know as you have more locations where your product is available.
I will.
Now, I have to ask, because your husband is in the Coast Guard, and it's one of the things that happens with our wonderful Coast Guard families that wind up here in Astoria, and we meet these amazing people, and then you're off to your next post. What's in store for you guys?
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't know. That we also fly by the seat of our pants with,
yeah,
that,
I bet,
too. So, you know, we typically do a 3-year tour. So we've been here for 2 years, but we are putting in for an extension. Uh-huh. We love Astoria.
Yay!
We love the Pacific Northwest. This particularly will not be our retirement spot, but Oregon will.
Uh-huh.
You know, we just have fallen in love
That's
with Oregon.
Great.
So hopefully we will be here for another 2 years, and who knows what will happen after that.
Yeah.
You know, we may end up still staying close by, you know, maybe Portland, you know, in which case I would still love to be able to work with the businesses out here. I mean, this is kind of where it started for me.
Yeah.
You know, this is home base, you know.
International headquarters, right? No matter where you go, this is it.
I've had so much support here. So
that's great.
Yeah, so definitely a couple more years here.
Yeah.
And then we're not quite sure after that.
Well, the beauty of the business that you're doing is it's quite portable, right? You can kind of pick up and...
Yes.
Although I would imagine licensing requirements and stuff can get a little...
Yeah, yeah, that would be a little bit different, but... yeah, it's definitely something I'd be able to pick up and move somewhere else. You know, I'm sure it would be a little bit slower at first until I kind of got the word out there. And then I'm assuming it would go well. People are really starting to catch on to what kombucha is and really be introduced to it with, you know, the commercial flavors and ones that they have in the store, as well as there's been a lot of... local businesses, not necessarily here, but, you know, Portland, that also do their own kombucha, mm-hmm. that people just love.
Yeah. Well, you've got a beautiful product. And like I said, I'm so excited to taste some of the new ones. So looking forward to that. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Yeah. Thank you for
really
having
appreciate
me.
Having you with us. And just as a reminder, North Coast Food Web cooking classes have started up. We are in the midst of our first 5-week basic techniques series. We have week 4 coming up this Saturday. Wednesday night, I'll be doing a cooking with spice class. There's a few spots left available in that. Pie class is coming up. Pasta class, November 1st for a pie class. If you have always wanted to learn how to make really good pie crust, this is your class. Mm. You can find out information about our cooking classes at northcoastfoodweb.org. You'll see a tab on there that you can click on and take a look at the calendar. You can enroll in classes, which are held in our beautiful new teaching kitchen. We're so excited about that. Thanks to Aubrey for joining us today. Thanks to our engineer, Marianne, and to Luke and Katie for our theme song. And thank you for joining us on today's Food Talk, fresh conversations about food on the North Coast.